What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Why Do You Miss the Narcissist? Why do you miss the toxic person, even if they treated you so badly? Why can't you get this person out of your mind? So, before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure that you check out the self-love brand. The I Love Me brand, this right here says, I'm thriving, I love me, I'm thriving. The link's in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. So check it out, make sure y'all check it out or whatever. And join the newsletter as well, because my kids' book is getting released next week. Remember, it's not your fault. So yes, y'all.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, yeah, why do you miss the narcissist? Because, y'all, it's okay. First of all, let me say this. It's okay to miss the narcissistic person, toxic person that you were with. It is absolutely understandable. It is absolutely okay to miss the person. And it's not okay to take the person back into your life, especially if they've been treating you horribly and they haven't gotten better or they haven't put any type of effort or work in to be better. That's not okay. Let's get that out the way right there. But it's okay to miss the person. Because, like, think about it this way, y'all. You spent X amount of time with this person, right? Like, you spent the considerable, like, it might not be considerable, but you spent a part of your life with this person. You shared a part of your life, your story with this person. They shared their life, their story with you. Most of it, could some of their story be a lie? Possibly. But they shared it with you. There was time together. And I feel like the longer you with the narcissistic person, the more apt you are to miss them. Because, like, think about it like this, y'all. From the research I did a while back, it takes about 28 days to build a habit, right? Or to break a habit. So if you have talked to somebody for 28 straight days, every single day, or most of the time during that span, you understandably, they become a habit. The narcissistic person becomes damn near a habit in your life. Isn't habits take at least 28 more days to break? So the longer you keep this habit, the longer you are used to doing this, the more likely you are to stay in it. You see what I'm saying? Somebody, I talked to a person the other day. He's like, it was a 5-month relationship. Why did I miss the person? I'm like, because 5 months doesn't seem like a long time, but it's at least 150 days. It's at least 150 days of consistently talking to this person, sharing your dreams with this person, like planning a future with this person. It's 150 days of consistency, at least, a lot of times in these spaces and within these dynamics. There's consistency. There's space there. So it makes sense. Stop beating yourself up for missing a person that you spent 150 days with, 300 days with, 3,000 days with. You start getting to the 9-10 year range, 3,000 days. What kind of habit? If you do anything for 3,000 days straight, wouldn't it be hard to kick that? Wouldn't it be hard to get rid of that? Wouldn't it be hard to get used to not doing that? You see what I'm saying? 3,000 straight days with some person, with somebody. You know what I mean? If you get to 20 years, what's 20 years? 7,200 days. 20 years is 7,200 days, y'all. This is why you missed a person. 20 years is 7,200 days, y'all. I've talked to people who've been with them for 40 years, 14,000 days of this person. So yes, it makes sense that you miss the person, y'all. Stop beating yourself up for missing somebody that you spent a considerable amount of time with. And again, I know 20, 30, 40 years is a long time, but again, it also makes sense if it wasn't that long. You see what I'm saying? It also makes sense if it wasn't necessarily that long in this space. You know what I mean? So that's why I just said it's okay to miss the person. You know, a person that you spent X amount of time with, no matter what they did to you, could those 150, 3,000, 6,000, 10,000 days, Could there have been some bad, horrible times with mixed into that? Yes, absolutely yes. But that doesn't mean you're going to miss the person any less. The good times and the bad times are going up and down consistently within a toxic relationship space. Make it can mess with your mind, y'all. The longer, like I said, the more up and down you do in these spaces, the faster you move, the more you get addicted to this person, the more it makes sense for you not to go anywhere. The more it makes sense for you to actually stay within the toxic relationship dynamic and you to miss the person. And when you miss the person enough, sometimes you go back into the, sometimes if you miss the person enough, you'll go back into toxicity. You mean, because the pain of missing with this person and not being with this person, it hurts so bad. It sucks. You mean, it's an unimaginable pain that you feel when you're dealing with, when you're missing this person, you to consistently thinking about this person, when you cannot get this person out of your mind, the pain of missing this person that you shared a life with, especially if you have kids or you have property or you have money still tied up with this person, that you have to think about this person. Yeah, the more you get used to this person, the more addicted, the more things that are going to remind you of them. That there are going to be things around you all the time that surround you that trigger a memory of this person. And that's also going to suck. You're going to have things that were... It smells just like them. I miss them so much. It happens so much. Do not beat yourself up over missing somebody that you just like. Don't beat yourself up for missing somebody that you spend a considerable amount of time with, y'all. It makes sense that you miss the person. Another reason you miss the person because you should not only you spend time with this person, you share dreams with this person. This is the person that you conveyed your deepest, darkest secrets to, your happiest moments. You might have shared some of your happiest moments with this person. Like, y'all, it makes sense, doesn't it? It absolutely makes sense in a lot of these spaces to deal with when you're dealing with a narcissistic person to go back to not necessarily go back to them, but to miss them. You, like I said, y'all had, like, me and my wife, Tropic Thunder. That was when we first met, there was a movie that helped us connect. You know what I mean? We're a unit, Kurt. Suck my unit. You know what I mean? He ain't playing God. What do you say? He ain't playing God. He's being judged by. We made jokes about Tropic Thunder so much so that if we broke up or something like that, and she watched Tropic Thunder or Robert Downey Jr. or somebody, Ben Stiller, or somebody popped up, that would remind her of me. Things are going to pop up. You share so many moments with this person. You have inside jokes, like an inside joke, and you want to text this person and call them because only they would get it, even though they were toxic as hell and maybe cheated on you, treated you horribly. Maybe they only the only person who would get this joke is them. You see what I'm saying? But you see how that makes sense. Stop beating yourself up because, like, you stop beating yourself up in these spaces because the narcissistic person did this or the narcissistic person said that. It makes sense, y'all, that you miss the person. It just does. It's like they planted a seed within your mind, and they've been watering it for X amount of time. And that seed, sometimes the seeds are weeds. It's not necessarily a plant. Plant seeds and weed seeds can look very similar. They might have planted a little garden in your mind. So it makes absolute sense. Yeah, it brings a lot of clarity to the point that you might actually miss this person. It's okay to miss somebody that might have treated you bad. Don't beat yourself up over the fact that you miss somebody. I know people are just like, why do I miss them so much? And y'all get mad at yourself. You get mad at yourself for missing somebody that treated you badly. It's understandable because they didn't always treat you badly, did they? I guarantee you, if like I said, in this space right here, I guarantee you, I can almost guarantee you, almost, I can't put a 100% stamp on it. I can almost guarantee you that all of the relationships didn't start off in a horrible manner. You know what I'm saying? Your relationships didn't start off in a traumatic fashion when y'all ended up together, something like that. You know what I mean? There were good times too. Why do you miss the narcissist? Because you miss the good times. You miss their aroma. You miss their musk. Whatever scent that they get up. You miss the pheromones. You miss the whatever scent that they give off. The cologne. You miss the perfume. You miss that. It makes sense, y'all. Sorry. If you have kids or something together, you might miss having the whole family together. You have a business together. You might miss your business partner. If you have a YouTube channel or something together, you might miss that doing that stuff with that person. Y'all, it's understandable. That's why you miss them. Why wouldn't you miss them? Why wouldn't you? But just because you miss them doesn't mean that you have to go back to them. Just because you miss them doesn't mean that you have to allow them any type of access to your life. Just because you miss them does not mean they get to come back into your life and treat you any type of way. Just because you miss them does not mean that you break no contact and go back to them. Just because you miss them does not mean that you answer their phone calls or respond to an email. Just because you miss them does not mean you drop your life, change your lifestyle up for them, the lifestyle that you built without them, and go back to them. Just because you miss them, it's understandable that you do miss them, but don't let missing them take you down a pathway of being hurt and used and abused and just treated horribly again. They probably have not gotten better. Chances are leaning in the direction that they probably have gotten worse over time without you being around. They probably have gotten significantly worse. So you have to empower yourself in this journey, y'all, to understand, like, forgive yourself for missing somebody. Like, I just feel so bad for missing them. Don't. It's okay. It really, really is. Why don't you miss them? You see what I'm saying? You miss the good parts of them. But don't let missing them, the good parts, outweigh the bad parts of why you're not with them anymore. Apply more weight to not being with them than you do to the fact that you miss them and you miss the good times, y'all. Anyway, y'all, let me wrap this thing up, y'all. I truly appreciate y'all for being here. Again, subscribe to the newsletter if you haven't. My book is coming out. Me and my wife's kids' book is coming out next week, y'all. Remember, it's not your fault. Thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. If you haven't already, make sure you check out joining my newsletter, y'all, email list, so you don't miss out on any exciting updates I have coming up, y'all. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. Thank you so much.